This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg scolded world leaders on Monday at a UN summit calling for climate action. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
16-year-old Greta Thunberg spoke emotionally about a crisis created by adults, but whose consequences will be borne by her generation.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Thunberg warned the more than 60 presidents and prime ministers gathered in the UN General Assembly Hall that the youth would not let them get away with this, and that change is coming whether they like it or not. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Meanwhile, allegations that the U.S. president may have improperly used his office to go after a political rival are overshadowing President Trump's participation in the General Assembly. AP's Sagar Magani explains.
The president yesterday suggested he brought up former Vice President Biden and his son during a call with Ukraine's new leader focusing on corruption.
It was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in Ukraine.
There's no evidence either Joe or Hunter Biden did anything wrong. The call is part of a whistleblower complaint, but the Trump administration's refusing to share details with lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been resisting impeachment calls, but says Congress could be looking at a whole new stage of investigation if it does not get more information about this matter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more information on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Almost a week after Israel's deadlocked election, Israelis are no closer to knowing who their prime minister will be. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and Benny Gantz's centrist blue and white, the third largest political bloc in Israel is the Arab Joint List. In the past, they have not recommended any candidate for prime minister, mostly as a protest. But this time, Joint List Chairman Ayman Odeh said 10 out of 13 members of the bloc recommended Gantz as prime minister. It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Global travel company Thomas Cook has shut down, leaving hundreds of thousands of vacationers stranded. Reuters' Caroline Malone reports.
Hundreds of thousands of holidaymakers are stranded around the world after travel firm Thomas Cook went under. The head of the British Aviation Authority says they're working with the government to bring 150,000 people back to the UK. Thomas Cook runs hotels, resorts and airlines for 19 million people across 16 countries. And with 600,000 people currently abroad, a huge rescue operation is needed. The firm had been struggling with £1.7 billion worth of debt. Chief Executive Peter Fankhauser said it was a matter of profound regret that the company had gone out of business.
That's Reuters' Caroline Malone reporting. Dozens of civilians were killed during a raid conducted by Afghan special forces on Taliban hideouts in the southern Helmand province. A government official says the number of deaths could rise when a final toll is available. 12 other people were wounded. On Sunday, a visiting Afghan Taliban delegation held talks with senior officials in China to discuss the Islamist insurgent group's now defunct peace negotiations with the United States. 2 weeks ago, President Trump called off the talks, citing ongoing Taliban attacks in Afghanistan. The sides were believed to be close to signing an agreement to end the 18-year-old Afghan war. Indonesian authorities say at least 20 people were killed and dozens more injured as fresh unrest erupted across Indonesia's troubled Papua region on Monday. Some victims were burned to death in buildings set ablaze by protesters. Papua, on the western half of New Guinea Island, has been gripped by weeks of violent protests fueled by anger over racism. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA. 1.